Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by our guy, Cecil Shorts III, who is with us. He joins us each and every Wednesday this time. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's just start there, Cecil. What was your reaction when you saw the news hit and you learned of the news yesterday that a guy they went and got in the offseason, you could argue was their biggest offseason addition, they released C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Hey, it was good to talk to y'all, first and foremost. But I was shocked yesterday. Didn't see it coming. And just being honest, when I watch film, it's hard to tell sometimes what coverage they're in. So I wouldn't have known just off the eye that it was a blown coverage on certain things, right? I could see the obvious that might have been missed assignment or bad eyes by certain people, but I didn't know about all the missed coverages. But I was just generally just shocked, like, okay, you signed him in the offseason. You expect him to have to bring some type of leadership, some type of help as far as getting over the hump and making a deep playoff run. And he's been there, done that, been to multiple Super Bowls. So why all of a sudden did he, you know, get cut like this? You gave him some money, you reconstructed his contract, the whole nine. Then all of a sudden this pops up. So in my eyes, it's like, all right, I was shocked. Then I started thinking about it, started reading around Twitter world, all this stuff. And there comes a time, and for everybody that kind of behaves in this way, where when your distractions outweigh your talent, you're disposable, right? And I've been on a lot of bad football teams. I'm sad to say it, but I've been on a lot of teams that struggled in the NFL. And when you are looking, when you're losing, you have to not necessarily point the blame at somebody, but get rid of people that aren't buying in. And you have to make sure you're trying to keep the corral together as best as possible. So after looking at everything, initially I was surprised, but after looking at everything, I think it's the right move and it makes sense.
What about the football side of this? Obviously, I mean, he played 93% of the snaps last week. I mean, clearly this is a guy that was brought in with that Super Bowl pedigree, with that pelt on the wall that was going to help take this team, at least from a leadership perspective, to the next level. Just now you lose that leader and all that, yada, 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 but you're also losing a pretty damn good player that was chewing up a huge chunk of snaps. From a on-field football perspective, what do you think this does for him?
Well, let's say this. Number one, I'm worried about depth. I have no idea the depth of the secondary. If it's, and I think even with him, the depth of the secondary was kind of thin behind those guys, right? Number two, you mentioned how much of the snaps he played, 93%, 94%, whatever it was. He had some key mistakes and some key moments, but he still was a darn good player and he still played at a high level, right? I think where what they're going to have to figure out is who's going to replace him. Is it going to be Jimmy Ward? Is it going to be one of the rookies, right? Is it going to be somebody else you have to bring in? They had to have a plan in place because he was supposed to be used at a very high level, regardless if you think his production was there or not. So it's going to be interesting to see the depth. It's going to be interesting who they bring in. Is Jimmy ready to play right away? I'm not even sure if Jimmy's situation is fully done by the NFL. I think I took off a list, but I'm not sure how that works. But it's going to be interesting to see, because you're right. He played a lot of snaps, and now somebody has to replace where he was at.
Cecil Shorts III with us, by the way. He has to at least miss another week. And it was reports today that they feel like Jimmy should be on the practice field in over the next few weeks. So we'll see how long he actually is out. But Cecil, let's go to the game from Sunday against Jacksonville. Another game on the scoreboard that they were in, that they were close to, and they were driving with the attempt to tie the ball game, but still another struggle offensively. What did you see from this offensive group against Jacksonville this week?
Didn't see much. I did see some things where I thought CJ missed about 3 or 4 foot throws, right? And I'm to the point where I'm holding CJ's feet to the fire. Like, if you're supposed to be this guy, this is year three. You got the diaper off, right? We got to put the pull-up on. Take the pull-up off. Push the big boy draws on, right? Because I'm tired of the excuses that the offensive line ain't doing this. The play caller ain't doing that. Joe Burrow, he figured it out. Matter of fact, he took his team to a Super Bowl. Like, in the offensive line, tell me when the offensive line has been good when Joe Burrow's been back there as a quarterback, right? So for me, it's like, if you are, and I think he can be really, really, really good, he has to go out there and make these certain throws. There was 4 throws, 3 of them for sure, but 4 throws I thought he missed in Sunday's game that could have helped gain some momentum or make some big plays down the field, right? Your big players have to make big plays consistently. Your big players, your best players, have to be the best players each and every week to give you a chance to win. Every week the defense is showing out. They're giving you a shot. Now it's on you to convert. And honestly, whether you like it or not, and Clint knows this, it's on the quarterback. Flat out. It's on the quarterback. Figure it out. What do you have to do? Now, there's going to be some growing pains with the new offensive coordinator. I'm not overlooking that at all. But at the same time, I'm going to, because before, me personally, I was like, oh, let's be patient. You know, CJ's coming along. No. This is year three. I can't make no more excuses for him. He has to show up and show out week in and week out. And I personally think he's holding the ball a tad bit too long. He's still not looking through. It's not going through his progression fast enough. There's just certain things I see that makes me feel like he's still thinking through, but he got to get over that. He got to get going. This is the NFL, buddy. This is big boy business. I'm not holding down no more. I need to see it.
Cecil Shorts III joining us, former Houston Texan. I'm curious to you, because where I see it is, I agree with everything you're saying, but I see there's little things like last week. Like this past game, I cannot believe that nobody in the room, when I say in the room, I'm talking CJ, coaches, everybody, Dalton Schultz, everybody didn't say, hey, man, we need to chip left tackle situation and help this young fella out. Like, I'm even at a point with those types of things where if CJ Stroud's going to be a $60 million a year guy, like things like that, We can't wait for the play caller to always make those kind of plays. Am I crazy to think that in the huddle, even if it, like your experience in the huddle, let's say it's some kind of route switch up real quick that you and the quarterback said in the huddle, or a chip, or executing a protection a certain way. I mean, my experience is that stuff happens pretty often. Am I crazy? Okay, that's where I was. I didn't know if I was crazy or if I was making something up there.
It happens all the time. And even Ursary first of all, him having those 101s with Hines Allen and Walker and Armstead when they moved him around, it's too many. Like, he's a rookie. I think he could be darn good. I do. But have help with him. But everybody should be communicating. It should start with CJ. Hey, what's going on, Ursary? You need some help? All right, bet. Nick, let's get a back to chip. Let's get, you know, Schultz to help, or whoever the case may be. Get the ball out quicker. Maybe throw a screen his way. Something has to happen. But there was no adjustment. And I was confused, like you, Clint. Like, how many times are you going to let this man, he's a rookie, go one-on-one with this $100 million pass rusher? Like, how many times are you really setting him up for success? Matter of fact, he left with a dang on black eye. like help the young man out. Like, don't kill his confidence. Yes, welcome to the NFL, absolutely. But help the young man out with chips, with game plan blocking assignments towards that rookie to help him.
Cecil, one of the things to me, and there's a lot of things that happen offensively in that game, but one thing that was disappointing to me, and you, I think you better than anybody can speak to this with your role in the NFL, I thought Christian Kirk would be more of have more of an impact on this offense than he did, and there really wasn't a change. I mean, Nico got going in the best we've seen him this year, but I was surprised Christian Kirk didn't play a bigger role.
You know what? it's not as many. So coming into the year, I thought they would give a lot of, I thought they would use Christian a lot of option routes, a lot of choice routes, a lot of opportunities for him to see the defense, make the best choice. He's super quick. He's fast. They haven't been using, they didn't use him that last week. So I'm being patient. And I'm interested to see how they use him against Tennessee this week. But I'm with you. I thought they would give him a little bit more. Maybe give him a couple screens, maybe give him a couple 10-yard outs, just really easy stuff to get him going, get his confidence back, kind of ease him back into, especially playing against his former team, kind of ease him back into some chemistry with CJ. But I did like what I saw from Nico. Nico had 11 targets, 8 catches. He's coming along. I still just think you have to have more than if it's just Nico. Like, Christian got to step up in a way, or not even step up. He needs to be able to get targets. He needs to be able to go down the field. He's really good at over routes. He's really good at seam routes. He's really good at getting a guy going downfield quickly and then stopping abruptly, right? Choice routes, screens, find ways to get him the ball. And then your rookies. Like, I don't know if you don't like Higgins, if Higgins is not working well. If Hutch is the guy, great, but we got to find more guys to make plays down the field.
Yeah, you knew, man, they had Watson out there, man. You knew they were screaming to us how they felt about Higgins. At that point, they had Justin Watson out there. And his snaps didn't change when he got hurt. So, interesting, man. All right, man, hopefully this thing gets better and we talk to you next week and we're talking about a win and a much improved offensive effort from the Texans as they play one of the worst teams in football. Cecil, man, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. Take care.